Shalom and welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
平安，这里是古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，我是拉比克兰卓。
Hey, I'm so enjoying this nine gifts of the Spirit and being able to share with you so that you can become more empowered and more comfortable with your gifts in the Holy Spirit. And I want to.
我非常享受这关于九个属灵的恩赐系列能够与你分享，这样你就可以变得更有能力，更舒服地对待圣灵赐给你的九个属灵的恩赐。
Encourage you with this. The more you use them, the more powerful they get, and the more joy you'll have in your walk in the Lord.
我想以此鼓励你，你越多地使用它们，它们就会变得越强大。你在与主同行的过程中，也会有更多的喜乐。
But today, we're going to really kind of unpack three of them, the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, and the gift of faith. And so I'm going to just go ahead and break down what the gifts of miracles are, healing and faith, and also give you three testimonies that are kind of personal to me. And so that really, faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word of God, but we overcame Satan, any fear and doubt, by the word of...
今天我们要开展讲三个属灵的恩赐，那么就是行异能的恩赐、医治的恩赐和信心的恩赐。所以我要继续分析行异能、医治和信心的恩赐分别是什么，并且和你们讲述三个有关个人的见证。信道是从听到来的，通过见证，我们可以听到神的话语，战胜撒旦，也战胜任何恐惧和怀疑
of our testimony. So I think I'm going to do some testimonies today and to share with you.
所以我想我今天做一些见证并与你分享。
But here's the key is the gift of miracles. The gift of miracles is a supernatural ability to perform things unexplained by our natural world through the power of the Holy Spirit.
行异能的恩赐是一种超自然的能力，通过圣灵的力量来完成我们自然世界无法解释的事情。
So that means a sovereign miracle is something that a miracle is a now thing. I mean, it just, you know, you're sick and you have symptoms and a miracle and you're not sick and the symptoms are gone and it's right now.
所以这意味着行异能是一个即时发生的事情。我的意思是，比如你生病了，你有症状，行异能就是你的症状消失了，你没有再生病。
That would be a miracle. And then the gift of healing is, I'll read it here, it says a supernatural power to heal yourself and others. You can receive healing and yet still have all the symptoms and not even feel better. But in the spirit realm, let's say like with cancer,The cancer cells, we curse those cancer cells in the name of Jesus. We bind them in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, and we cast them out of your body into the lake of fire. Spiritually, we just did an extraction of cancer cells.
然后是关于医治的恩赐，这是一种超自然的力量，可以治愈你自己和他人。你可以得到治愈，但表面上仍然可能有症状，甚至感觉没有好转。但是在属灵领域，就像癌症一样，我们奉耶稣的名咒诅那些癌细胞，我们奉主的名用耶稣的宝血将他们捆绑起来，我们将他们从你的身体中驱逐到火湖。在灵界，我们只是做了癌细胞的提取。
But meanwhile, you're suffering from chemo, you're suffering from your body being ravaged by, you know, this disease, and you are healed, the cancer is gone, it's canceled, but now your body needs a time to recover, so but that's still, you are healed.
但与此同时，你正在遭受化疗，你正在遭受身体被这种疾病蹂躏，你已经被医治了。癌症消失了，它被取消了，但现在你的身体需要时间来恢复，所以这种情况下，你仍然是被医治了。
And the third is the gift of faith. And I love the gift of faith. And the gift of faith is walking in stride and being empowered. It means walking in unity with the Holy Spirit to accomplish miracles and wonders in His name.So praise God for that. So I'm going to start.
第三个是信心的恩赐。我非常喜欢信心的恩赐，它是凭借着信心大步走，并被圣灵赋予能量。这意味着你与圣灵同行，奉主的名创造神迹奇事，并且为此赞美神。
Talk to you first of all about miracles. But I also want to kind of incorporate the way the gifts of the Spirit can kind of all operate together, because that's been my experience. It's like gifts, you don't usually just operate in one gifts. It's like the gifts are a team, the nine gifts, and they kind of tag team, and they all seem to kick in and work with different people to bring God's will to pass on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我要和你们谈谈，首先是关于行异能的恩赐，但同时我也想把属灵的恩赐一起运作的方式结合起来讲述，因为这就是我的经历。通常你不会只运作单单一个属灵的恩赐，就好像这些恩赐是一个团队，九个属灵的恩赐是一个双打团队，他们在与不同的人一起工作，将神的旨意传递到地上，就像在天上。
So what is a gift of miracles? And you say here, can you give an example?
那么什么是行异能的恩赐呢？所以我要举一个几年前发生的行异能恩赐的例子。
We were in a conference and there was three or four prophets. I was one of them. And we were getting up and ministering. It was my turn to minister. And it's a little different. You don't usually call out the other minister with a prophetic word in that culture. It can happen. And in this case, it did.So there was a young prophet that was there, and I brought him up onto the platform, and he had a large contingency of people that came to the conference because of him. And so I called him up, and I basically said to him is that there is an area of fear that you have in your life that you may not be known or unknown, but what it's doing is it's hindering you from going to that next level with God.
当时我们在一个会议上有三四个先知，我是其中之一。我们当时在开展事工，轮到我来开展事工的时候，有点不同的是，在当时的文化中，通常一位先知不会对另外一位先知说先知性的话语，但那一次确实发生了这样的事情。有一位年轻的先知在那里，我把他一起带到了这个平台上。有很多人当时因为他而来到那个会议，我叫他上来，我对他说，你的生活中存在着一个惧怕的领域，这可能被你认识或者不被你认识，但它的作用是阻碍你与神一起进入下一个阶段。
So God is going to reveal it to you, have you face it, overcome it, and he's going to more than double your ministry.
所以神会向你揭示这一点，如果你面对他并克服他，他会让你的事工倍增。
And so that was the word that was on the public, and I laid hands and I prayed and everybody was good, but I didn't disclose it in front of everyone.
这就是我在公共场合发生的事情，我对这位年轻人按手祷告，每一个人都很好，但是我没有在大家面前透露这个事情的细节。
We go down in the basement of this church. They have dinner down there for all of us after the service. And I didn't know this young man real well. He sat down with me, said, Rabbi, he said, so tell me what fear. I don't know if I have any fear.
我们去了教会的一个地下室。聚会结束后，我们所有人都要在那里吃晚饭。我不太了解这个年轻人。他和我坐在一起，拉比对我说，拉比，所以请你告诉我什么是恐惧，我并不知道我存在任何的恐惧。
And I said, well, what the Lord showed me is that you have a fear that God's going to call on you to raise somebody from the dead. And then you watch that spirit of fear and anxiety just hit him. He even like got white looking and kind of pale. And he said, yeah. And he says, wow, I really feel it. I didn't realize I had that.
我说，神向我做的启示是，你会感到你有一种恐惧，在神召唤你让某人从死里复活的时候，你会面对恐惧的灵，焦虑在那个时候就仿佛袭击了你，会让你看上去非常的苍白。他说，哇，是的，我真的感觉到了，我没有意识到我有这个问题。
And I said, listen, you operate so magnificently in all the other nine gifts of the Spirit. This is signs and wonders and miracles and prophecy. This young man's on fire.
我说，你看你运作着所有九种属灵的恩赐，这就是你所知道的神迹奇事、行异能、发预言这些恩赐。我观察到这个年轻人当时正在燃烧着。
But this inner thing that was brought out with the prophetic word was the Lord said he's going to heal you from it.And so if he's going to heal, he's going to do it like that. It means it's going to be a miracle. And then we're talking about miracles.
但这个内在的东西是用预言性的话语带出来的。神说他会治愈这个年轻人，所以如果这个年轻人能够被神医治，那么这就意味着将会是一个行异能的见证，而我们现在正在讨论的就是行异能的恩赐。
So several months later we have an immersion here at House of David and he wasn't one of the speakers. He said, I always just want to come and experience what it's like to get in the water at House of David. So he comes, people are lined up around the building and of course they're lined up in this loop around the pool.
所以几个月后我们在大卫之家当时正在进行一次浸水礼，这位年轻人也来了，但他并不是来演说的。他说，我总是想来体验一下在大卫之家下水浸礼的感觉，所以他就来了。人们在楼的周围排队，当然这位年轻人也在池子的周围排队。
So he's sitting here like kind of like the eighth person to go in the pool, and then there's a guy that's like at number two or three, and So he's there, and Christy and I are in the pool, and we had just started. We had one person in the water. We were praying, and now, you know, this gentleman's getting ready to come in, and when it's time, he kind of leans back, and it's like he was going out in the spirit, and, you know, people behind him grabbed him, and then saw people realize that his body was going limp, so someone got one of those white Walmart chairs, slid it up underneath him. They sat him down.
他坐在那里，大概是第八个进入净水池的人。然后有一个人大概排在第二或者第三个位置。当时他就在那里，克里斯蒂和我在水池中开始祷告。那位排在第二、第三的先生正准备进来的时，在他快要下来的时候，他有点向后靠了靠，然后他好像从他的灵里出去了。后面的人抓住了他，人们意识到他的身体是后仰的，所以有人把我们的白色椅子放在了他的膝盖下面，让这个人可以坐下。
And one of our really one of like a pastor here Catherine she's been a nurse for like 40 years at the highest level andShe comes over, checks his pulse, checks his eyes. Eyes are constricted. No pulse. He's gone.
我们这里有一位真正的牧师，他叫做凯瑟琳。他是一名有40多年经验的护士。他过来检查了这个人的脉搏和眼睛，发现这个人的眼睛已经收缩了，他也没有脉搏了，他走了。
She looks over at me, and I'm in the water, and Christy, and it's like, well, Rabbi, you know, everyone wants Rabbi to do the ministry.And I've been blessed early in my walk with the Lord to see someone come back from the dead. And but I'm sitting there going, Lord, what do you want me to do?
他看着我，我和克里斯蒂当时还在水里。他仿佛在说，拉比，这个时候每个人都希望你来开展事工。我被神祝福，在很早与神同行的时候，就看到过有人从死里复活的神迹。我当时坐在那里，我在想。神啊，你要让我做什么呢？
And my staff's kind of nervous and like, Rabbi, you know, because he's gone and the clock is ticking here.
我的同工们当时有点紧张，就仿佛在说，拉比，拉比，他去世了。然而在这里的时钟当时正在滴答作响，时间非常的紧张。
So anyway, I looked down the line and I looked over and I look at the eighth spot, so to say, and there's the young man.Went like this to him. I said, come on over here. He walked up to the edge of the pool. And I said, do you remember that word that I spoke over you? And he said, yes, sir. I said, go pray for the man. I said, he'll come back. It's not his time. He'll come back. Go and pray.
无论如何，我顺着队伍往下看。我看了看第八个位置，那个年轻人在那里。我跟他勾了勾手指说，你过来。他走到泳池边。我说，你记得我和你说过的话吗？他说，是的，先生。我说，请你来为这个人祷告。我说，他会回来的。现在不是他应该离开的时候。当时我也开始祷告。
So he leans down, puts his hands on his shoulder, leans over to his ear. Mr. Countryman leans his hand over, and he says to him, he goes real spiritual. He says, "It's not your time. Come back in Jesus' name."
于是这个年轻人弯下身子，把手放在去世的那个人的肩膀上，并且把他靠过来。 当时那个年轻人变得非常的属灵，他对着那个人说，现在不是你该走的时候，快回来，奉主的名。
And as soon as he said that, Mr. Countryman went, Uru, 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 Uru to Che Guevara. He starts praying in tongues and throwing his head back, and he came back to life. The whole room explodes in praise.
年轻人在说话的时候，那个人突然就开始说方言，并且祷告，然后把头往后仰，他就复活了。整个房间都炸开了，大家都在祷告。
I mean, this was the shouting and the clapping, and so now we had a miracle. But the next thing is the gift of healing. The young man, out of obedience, he faced his fear, and he was instantly healed of the fear of raising the dead. And I can tell you that the after effect on his ministry, I mean the boldness, the surety, and all the other nine gifts of the Spirit, everything changed because God used him.
这是呼喊和掌声，所以我们有了神迹。但接下来的事情就是医治的恩赐。年轻人出于顺服，他面对了他的恐惧，他立即从恐惧中得到了医治，与死神赛跑。我可以告诉你，这件事对他后续事工的影响，我指的是他的勇气。良善的心以及所有九种属灵的恩赐，一切都改变了，因为神使用了他。
Now I know it's not him, and I know it's not me, and it's not you. But one of the promises of the Great Commission is that we would raise the dead, and that happened with him, and that miracle and that healing in his heart, probably the two best examples that I can give to you.
我知道发生这个神迹的原因不是他，我知道不是我。也不是你，而是神。伟大使命的应许之一就是我们可以靠着神让死人复活，这也发生在他们的身上。那个神迹和那个年轻人心里的医治，这两个可能就是我可以给你的最好的例子。
So the gift of healing is supernatural power to heal yourself and others. And I want to just say this about healingIf you have cancer in your body, those are cells. Those cells are subject to the blood of Jesus. I know they're in your blood, but they're trespassers.
因此，医治的恩赐是治愈自己和他人的超自然力量。我想说一下关于医治的事情。如果你体内有癌症，那么这些都是癌细胞，这些细胞受限于耶稣的宝血。我知道你的血液里可能有这些，但他们是属于侵入者。
And so if you have trespassers in your body, we can pray for healing, and the healing will come at the speed of the word. The word says he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all destruction. So Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we apply the blood of Jesus over the cancer cells in your body or your family member's body.And we cancel those cells' ability to bring sickness and disease because Jesus' blood came to give life, life more abundantly.
所以如果你的身体内有侵入者，我们可以祷告医治的力量，医治将以话语的速度到来，就像神发出话语一样快。他医治这些癌细胞，并将他们从一切毁灭中拯救出来。所以父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，我们一定要把耶稣的宝血涂抹在我们和我们家人身体的癌细胞上，我们会取消这些细胞带来疾病的能力，因为是耶稣的宝血赋予我们生命，并且更丰盛。
So we cancel the spirit of sickness, disease, and death. We bind all the strong men of cancer in your body or whoever we're praying for, and we cast it out now in the lake of fire, where it cannot attach itself to anyone.In Yeshua's name. Amen.
所以我们取消了疾病、灾难和死亡的灵，我们将所有患有癌症的强势束缚在身体里，或者任何我们正在为其祷告的人当中。我们现在把它扔到火湖里，在那里它不能附着在任何人的身上。奉主基督耶稣的名， Amen.
As of right now, in the courts of heaven, by his stripes,You are officially healed right now. Those cancer cells are having to bend their knee to the name and the blood of Jesus, right now. You are healed right now. Do you feel any different right now? Maybe not. It doesn't make any difference. A miracle is that you would be instantly restored and feel totally different. That's a miracle. But healing sometimes will take time.
现在在天上的法庭，因神受了鞭伤，我们得了医治。那些癌细胞必须向耶稣的名和宝血屈服，现在你就被医治了。现在感觉你有什么不同吗？也许可能没有，这并没有什么区别，因为神迹和医治是有区别的。神迹是令你立即恢复，并且感觉到完全的不同，而医治可能需要一些时间。
That's why you have to have the gift of faith. And the gift of faith is to walk in stride, meaning to stay in agreement with being empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish miracles, wonders in His name. That's the gift of faith.
这就是为什么你必须拥有信心的恩赐。而信心的恩赐就是在信心里大步往前走，意思是认同圣灵，并且保持被圣灵赋予能力，以神的名义完成奇迹，这就是信心的恩赐。
So the gift of faith is to believe when there's no evidence of things seen, but things hoped for. Because faith is the substance of things not seen. ButWe are justified by faith.
所以信心的恩赐就是相信，当没有证据证明我们处在最终时，我们保持着盼望，因为信心就是相信我们已经脱离罪，我们因信称义。
Listen to what I'm saying. We are justified by faith. So what happens is, by faith we are found not guilty.The wages of sin is death. God didn't give you that cancer. That cancer came from either environmental sin in your life, generational sin, inequities. I don't know how it got there. All I know is it's a trespasser. God didn't give it to you.
听我说，我们是因信称义的，所以凭着信心，我们被判无罪，罪的工价已经死了。神没有给你癌症，癌症是来自于你生活中环境带来的罪，也可能是世代的咒诅带来的罪。我不知道他是怎么到那里的，我只知道这是一个入侵者。神本身并没有把这些给你。
So when you are justified in the courts of heaven, by faith in God, by faith in the blood of Jesus, by faith in the gift of faith, and you're in agreement that by his stripes you are the healed of the Lord, then that those cancer cells absolutely, legally must cease and desist the destruction and the ravaging in your body. Right now, in Yeshua's name. They have to do it. It's a legal right. So the only way to reactivate them is to come out of faith into fear.
因此，当你在天上的法庭迎着对神的信心称义时，是通过对耶稣宝血的信心，是对命运恩赐的信心，并且你认同通过耶稣的鞭伤，你得到了神的医治。那么，这些癌细胞绝对必须合法的停止对你身体的破坏和蹂躏。现在奉主的名，他们必须这样做，因为这是你合法的权利。激活这些的办法，就是要脱离恐惧的心。
So if you have faith now, so what faith is a place to live. And if you're justified by faith, that means you have been forgiven of all sins, past, pleasant, present, and future.
因此，如果你有信心，信心是一个可以让你存活的地方。如果你因信称义，那就意味着你过去、现在和未来的所有罪都已被饶恕。
So you have to stay in that place of faith and that gift.Of faith. Amen. I hope this is helping somebody.
所以你必须留在那个信心的地方和信心的恩赐中。Amen. 我希望这对某些人会有帮助。
Your last question here is, what happens if we pray for someone and they don't get healed?
最后一个问题是，如果我们为某个人祷告，而他们并没有得到医治，那么会发生什么呢？
And I learned this from Dr. T.L. Osborne. Dr. T.L. said, I rejoice when they get healed, and I rejoice when they don't get healed. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, because I'm not the healer. The Lord is the healer. And if you'll put God's law first, God's word first, and you speak it by faith, and you believe it, and you receive it, God will heal either in this life, or he'll heal, and when they're saved, in the hereafter. But one way or another, God is not a man that he should lie.
这就是关键。我从我的属灵父亲奥斯本博士是这样被教导，他是这样说的：当他们被医治的时候，我感到喜乐；当他们没有被医治的时候，我也很喜乐。我说这是什么意思呢？他说，因为我不是医治者，神是医治者。如果你把神的爱、神的话语放在第一位，你凭着信心说出来神的话语，你相信他，领受他，神要么在今生医治，要么他会在之后医治。但无论他在什么时候得救，无论如何，神非人，必不至说谎，因为神就是医治者。
So, when it's a miracle, it happens right now. When the healing, it starts at the sending of the word.And by faith is the atmosphere in which healing and miracles prosper.
因此，这是一个奇迹时，它就发生在现在。而医治，它开始于发出神的话语之时，并且凭着信心，在这样的氛围中，医治和神迹蓬勃发展。
Let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that is wanting to operate.In the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I release the gift of miracles, I release the gift of healing, and I release the gift of faith that every place you go, people would be healed, prosper, and they would find salvation in Yeshua. God bless.
让我来为你们祷告，父神，奉耶稣的名，我谢谢你。感谢每一位想要在圣灵的九个恩赐中运作的人，我释放了行异能的恩赐、医治的恩赐和信心的恩赐。无论你们走到哪，你走到哪里，人们都会得到医治、昌盛，得知耶稣的救恩。神祝福你们平安。